Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Then I could go on and on, but let me go to Romans chapter number 10. I want to get into his covenants. Verse number 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, before I go any farther, if they could not be saved, would Paul have prayed for them that they would be saved, that they might be saved? That was Paul's prayer. Lord, it's my heart's desire and prayer that Israel would come to you, that they would be saved. Verse number 2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, who is God's righteousness? Jesus. They were ignorant of Jesus, that Messiah. They are still looking for the Messiah, and we'll talk about that in that new covenant later on. If I don't get it today, we'll get it next week. By the way, next week's Father's Day. Ain't next Sunday Father's Day? I know what next Sunday is. It's my anniversary. Our anniversary. I knew there was something about next Sunday. 40 years me and Latrice will be married. The following weeks, how that got into that, I don't know. Okay. Verse number 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. Okay, let me move on real quick. Verse number 17, the same chapter. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words into all the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? Did not Israel know? For Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. He's talking about the Gentiles. Remember, the gospel, Jesus came to his own, but his own received him not. To the Jew first, and then also to the Greek. And that's kind of what he's talking about here. All right, go a little bit farther. Verse number 21, but to Israel he saith, all day long have I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. Again, he's mentioning the country of Israel, that God is pouring himself out, but they reject Jesus Christ still to this day. Now, verse number 1 of chapter number 11, I say then, back up, just because Israel is rejecting Christ, here's the question. Hath God cast away his people, Israel? What's the next two words? God forbid. Now, you hear these crazy preachers, and I'm telling you, don't get on the internet and listen to these crazy preachers, okay? Come to church and listen to this crazy preacher. Just joking, but you get some terrible information out there, okay? Here's what the Word of God said. God forbid, for I am also the Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Look at verse number 2. For God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. He did not cast them away. He's not done with Israel. Okay? Let's go a little bit farther. Let's read a little bit more. Verse number 3. Lord, they've killed thy prophets. Talking about Israel. They've digged down thine altars, and I have left alone and to seek thy life. This was Elijah. Remember when he was with Ahab and all. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I reserve to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to an election of grace. There are still some Jewish people who believe. It's a remnant. We call them, some people we'll call them Messianic Jews, but the Lord said there's still a remnant of these that would believe. And if by grace, then it is no more by grace. Otherwise, it's no more grace. Verse number 7, what then? Israel has not attained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath attained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears they should not hear, unto this day. Now let's go and finish it, this chapter in verses number 24 and 20, in verse number 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. Remember, he's talking about God dealing with Israel. Chapters 9, 10, and 11, God is speaking, or Paul is talking about how God is dealing with Israel. And he's closing the thought where he says that you be wise in your own conceits. Now, listen to this. That blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. When is the fullness of the Gentiles complete? During the tribulation period, okay? We're still in that time of the Gentiles right now. Again, that eschatology that we taught in the book of Revelation, we're in that time of the Gentiles. And then verse number 20. After the fulfillment of the gospel of the Gentiles be come in. Now, verse number 26. And so all Israel shall be saved. Did you see that? Now remember, I didn't write these words. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and he shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And this is my, what's that word? And that's what we're going to look at in just a moment. This is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. And we talked about what a covenant is. A covenant is a formal binding agreement and a promise between two or more parties that concerning specific acts. And God said, I'm making a covenant with you. And it's an unconditional covenant. And we read a verse earlier, when is this going to happen? When is all of Israel going to be saved? When there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. We're going to look at these verses in just a moment. But during the tribulation period, if I can get your mind set on where we're going this morning. During the tribulation, the Antichrist will rise his ugly head, and there'll be another fellow by the name of the false prophet. And at the end of the tribulation, they're going to have brought a great army against them. We read about it in Revelation chapter number 19. Early in Revelation 15, 16, where it talks about the battle of Armageddon. Have you heard about that battle of Armageddon? The Antichrist and the false prophet will lead that battle into Jerusalem. It goes to the Valley of Megiddo. Hundreds of millions of people will be gathered there to battle. And the Bible tells us that Jesus will destroy them and the blood will flow up to the horse's bridle. That's this time the deliverer will come. Matter of fact, I talked about this Thursday in Bible study. Am I going too fast? If David said I'm not going too fast, we're on top. Okay, the Antichrist is invaded. We read in the book of Zechariah at the end of the tribulation period. The Antichrist has already invaded Jerusalem with his army. We read in Zechariah that a third part of the people, of the Jewish people, will be killed. And during that time, two-thirds will be killed. Only a third survives. And that during that time, the ladies will be ravished. You know what the word ravish means, okay? It ain't a pleasant thing. And that Jerusalem will be under heavy siege and attack from the Antichrist. And Jesus, the deliverer, comes right on time. He comes into Revelation. We read about it in Revelation 19, 11, on his white horse. This is the time he's talking about. He delivers them. So shall all Israel be saved. When are they saved? And people think I'm crazy, but I'll show you from the Word of God. Zechariah talks about the people will look at him, the one who delivers him, and will say, where did you get those wounds in your hand, in your side? And Jesus tells him, I received these wounds in the house of my friends. In other words, you did this to me, talking to the Jewish people. And the Bible says, who can think of such a thing? Can a nation be saved in a day? And the answer is yes. They're waiting. Am I going too fast for y'all?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.